is Adolph Rupp. I was born at Halsted, Kansas on September the 2nd, 1901.
Via recording, an autobiographical sketch of the man in the brown suit, Adolph Frederick Rupp, college basketball's winningest coach. Today, the small Kansas town of Halsted is proud of its heritage, a well-known medical center, the site where the movie Picnic starring William Holden was filmed in part, and then, of course, there's native son, Adolph Frederick Rupp, college basketball's winningest coach. In the early 1900s, the young Rupp was like many of his neighbors on the Western Plains, a hard worker looking for an opportunity. However, none of Halsted's residents back then ever entertained ideas that he would one day be found atop the basketball world. But those today who knew him then did recognize his gift for gab. Ever a parent on the hardwood, in the debating hall, and on center stage at old Halsted High.
We had a play. The seniors always have a play, and this play was the new co-ed. And I played the star. It was Richard Bradley. And I was an all-around athlete and a big shot. And I remember very distinctly I fell in love with a little girl there that had a part in the play, too. And the amusing thing about this thing was that I was supposed to hold my hand over my heart when I got ready to propose to her and accidentally just put it down over my stomach. And everybody in the entire audience laughed. And I never lived that down for weeks around there.
In 1919, with high school now behind, Adolph looked toward a future in banking, basing his decision to attend the University of Kansas on business, not basketball. For although he averaged 19 points per game his last 2 years, leading Halsted to consecutive conference titles, Jayhawk legendary coach Fog Allen never made a recruiting call.
They didn't recruit. I had the president of Emporia State Normal School came to visit me one time while I was working in a grocery store and said that they'd like to have me come to his school, and that was the only contact I had. And when I appeared for basketball practice the first time in Lawrence in my freshman year, it was just a general invitation that was extended through the student newspaper